Hi, I'm Laura Richcreek with Laura's Voice. We need to wish Astrid Lindgren's family a happy birthday on her behalf today. And who is Astrid Lindgren? Only the advocate for children everywhere and Swedish author of the outrageously popular Pippi Longstocking, or Pippi Långstrump, as her name is said in Swedish. Miss Lindgren would be 112 today. We can be thankful for the efforts she put forth to encourage creative thinking, believing in the ability to do something, friendship, and joy, all exhibited in the story of Pippi Longstocking, written 74 years ago. What's interesting is that she had to rewrite parts of the story for her publisher to accept it without concerns it would be a bad influence. In this excerpt, if you haven't read Pippi Longstocking for yourself, you'll get a taste of Pippi's seemingly nonsensical spirit, which is actually an open acceptance of what makes her unique. The children came to a perfume shop. In the show window was a large jar of freckle salve, and beside the jar was a sign which read, "Do you suffer from freckles?" "What does the sign say?" asked Pippi. She couldn't read very well because she didn't want to go to school as other children did. "It says, 'Do you suffer from freckles?'" said Annika. "Does it indeed?" said Pippi thoughtfully. "Well, a civil question deserves a civil answer. Let's go in." She opened the door and entered the shop, closely followed by Tommy and Annika. An elderly lady stood back of the counter. Pippi went right up to her. "No," she said decidedly.
"What is it you want?" asked the lady.
"No," said Pippi once more.
"I don't understand what you mean," said the lady.
"No, I don't suffer from freckles," said Pippi.
Then the lady understood. But she took one look at Pippi and burst out,
"But, my dear child, your whole face is covered with freckles."
"I know it," said Pippi, "but I don't suffer from them. I love them. Good morning."
She turned to leave, but when she got to the door, she looked back and cried,
"But if you should happen to get in any salve that gives people more freckles, then you can send me 7 or 8 jars."
Happy birthday, and thank you, to the memory of Astrid Lindgren. Thanks for listening. This has been Laura's Voice. I'm Laura Richcreek. Production copyright 2019.